The Speech Resource Company presents Historic Moments in Speech.
I'm Robert Wickstrom with another edition of Historic Moments in Speech. This time, we explore the evolution of socialism in the United States. By the early 20th century, the socialist movement was flourishing in the U.S. The Socialist Party of America's goal was to create a collective society. By 1912, the party boasted an impressive record of electoral successes in the local, state, and national levels, and offered over 300 English and foreign language socialist newspapers. They did, however, have their obstacles. They encountered challenges on the left from anarchists, communists, and former Labor Party activists. The socialists were hindered by a communist insurgency with the aftermath of World War I. By the onset of the Great Depression, the Communist Party would become the leading voice of radical change in the U.S. One of the party's first leaders was Earl Browder, a Kansas native who served as General Secretary of the Communist Party from 1930 to 1944. In 1936, he was his party's candidate for the U.S. presidency. Earl Browder campaigns for the office on this day, Sunday, June 28, 1936.
The labor movement faces great dangers. But to talk about the communists being a danger results merely in hiding the real threat. Labor is in danger of hostile legislation by the coalition of reactionaries in Congress, and labor is in danger of direct attacks by the open shop employers, by the reactionaries of big business. Labor is in danger of losing many of its gains. When greedy employers and their political representatives prepare a big attack against the labor movement, they always try also to start fights inside the labor movement to disrupt its unity. They try to set white against Negro, native against foreign-born, Protestant against Catholic, Gentile against Jew, Democrats against Republicans, and both against the communists. If they can start many fights within labor's ranks along these lines, then the trade unions are weakened. If labor can keep these fights outside of its ranks, then labor is strong and can maintain its progress, which brings progress to the whole nation. The strength of the trade unions lies in labor solidarity. White workers side by side with Negro workers, native with foreign-born, Protestant with Catholic, Gentile shoulder to shoulder with Jew. Those of all political opinions, whether Democrat, Republican,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?